Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. You know, it feels like every day you wake up and there's another crazy cyber attack in the headlines, right?
It really does feel like that.
So today we're going to take a deep dive into a few stories that really caught our eye. These aren't just your average data breaches. Each one has like a crazy twist that will make you rethink some of your cybersecurity habits. So grab your coffee and settle in. We are about to unpack some digital drama.
That's right. We're talking ransomware gangs using some crazy tactics. Telecom giants, you'd think they'd have it all figured out, right? They're struggling to keep their data secure, and then we have parking tickets that could cost you way more than just a fine. Might want to check your spam folder after this.
For sure. Okay, so let's start with a story that sounds like it's straight out of a spy movie. Imagine this. A ransomware gang's targeting a company, but instead of just going after the servers directly, they hijack the company's webcam.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And not to, like, you know, spy on employees. That's way too predictable. They actually use the webcam to launch their ransomware attack and encrypt the entire company's network. Isn't that wild?
That is wild. It really highlights how hackers are always thinking outside the box these days. You know, in this case, the Acura ransomware gang first gained access through an exposed remote access solution. Think stolen credentials or brute forcing their way in. Classic techniques.
Yeah.
Once they were in the Tive, they deployed AnyDesk, which is a legitimate remote access tool, and then started stealing data. So far, pretty standard ransomware playbook, right?
Right. Yeah, nothing too crazy yet.
But then they hit a snag. The company had EDR.
EDR.
Yeah, or Endpoint Detection and Response Software installed. And EDR is like a security guard for your computer.
Okay.
It detects and blocks malicious activity. And in this case, it actually caught that ransomware payload, which was a password-protected ZIP file with a malicious.exe file inside.
So game over for the hackers, right? EDR saved the day.
Not so fast. This is where things get really interesting. They found a vulnerability, an unsecured webcam.
A webcam?
Yeah.
I never would have thought a webcam was a security risk.
Well, in this case, it was a major weak point. This particular webcam was running a Linux-based operating system that happened to be compatible with Acura's Linux encryptor. And to make matters worse, the webcam wasn't protected by the company's EDR agent.
Ah, so it was like a backdoor into the whole network.
Exactly, like a backdoor.
So wait, they actually used the webcam to encrypt the whole network? How is that even possible?
It's actually pretty clever. What they did was they used the webcam to mount the company's Windows SMB network shares. SMB is a way for computers to share files and resources over a network. By mounting those shares through the webcam, they were able to access files across the network and launch their Linux encryptor from there. They essentially bypassed that EDR software on the Windows machines by using the webcam as a launchpad.
So the lesson here is don't underestimate the power of a webcam.
That's right.
But seriously, though, this story is a great example of why you need to think about security holistically. Right?
Yeah.
Every device that's connected to your network, even something as harmless as a webcam, could be a potential entry point for hackers. And it's a good reminder that even if you have security solutions like EDR in place, you still got to be careful and make sure all your devices are properly secured.
Exactly. And one often overlooked aspect of device security is keeping firmware up to date.
Firmware?
Yeah, firmware is the software that controls the hardware of your devices. Outdated firmware can contain vulnerabilities that hackers can exploit.
Mm.
So if you're not already doing it, make it a habit to check for firmware updates for all of your devices, webcams, routers, even your smart appliances. You'd be surprised how many security breaches could be prevented with just a simple update.
Wow. It's like locking your front door but leaving a window wide open.
Precisely. Okay, ready for our next story?
Hit me with it.
This one involves a major telecom company, you know, the kind that handles tons of sensitive data for businesses and individuals.
Right.
We're talking about NTT Communications, a Japanese telecom giant that you would think would have their security locked down tight.
Yeah.
But as we've seen, no one is immune to cyber attacks. In this case, the hackers managed to breach NTT's order information distribution system.
Order information distribution system. What is that?
This system holds corporate customer data. So we're not talking about personal information like credit card numbers or social security numbers. But still, this breach impacted a whopping 18,000 companies.
Wow, 18,000 companies. That's a huge breach. So what kind of data was actually compromised and how did this even happen?
Well, the data included things like customer names, contract numbers, phone numbers, email addresses, physical addresses, and even service usage information.
Right.
It's the kind of data that could be valuable to competitors or used for phishing attacks. Now, the exact details of how the hackers got in are still under investigation. What we do know is that the breach was discovered on February 5th of this year. NTT was able to block the unauthorized access the very next day, but on February 15th, they discovered that the hackers had managed to move laterally within their network.
So even though they contained the initial breach, the hackers were still able to roam freely within their systems for like 10 days. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
And wasn't this NTT's second security incident this year alone?
Unfortunately, yes. Back in January, they were hit by a massive DDoS attack that took down their mobile services and payment platforms for 12 hours.
Oh, wow.
And if we go back a few years, they also suffered a data breach in May 2020 that compromised customer information.
It seems like they're having a tough time keeping their systems secure. It makes you wonder, like, what's going on over there? I mean, they're a huge company with tons of resources. You'd think they would have top-notch security. What can we learn from all these incidents?
It's a stark reminder that even large organizations with significant resources can be vulnerable to cyber attacks. It highlights the importance of a layered security approach, where you're not just relying on one or two security solutions, but you have multiple layers of defense in place. It's also about being proactive rather than reactive. Instead of just responding to incidents after they happen, organizations need to be constantly monitoring their systems, identifying potential vulnerabilities, and taking steps to mitigate those risks before they can be exploited.
It's like having a security system for your house. You don't just want one lock on the front door. You want an alarm system, motion sensors, maybe even a guard dog. You need to be prepared for anything.
Exactly. And that preparation involves constantly updating your security measures, training your employees on cybersecurity best practices, and staying informed about the latest threats and vulnerabilities, because the bad guys are constantly evolving their tactics, so we need to evolve our defenses as well.
Speaking of evolving tactics, our next story hits close to home for anyone who's ever dreaded getting a parking ticket.
Ugh, don't remind me.
This is a phishing scam that's been making the rounds in cities all across the U.S.
Really?
And it's pretty clever. It all starts with a seemingly harmless text message about an unpaid parking ticket, you know, the kind that makes your heart skip a beat because you can't remember if you actually paid that ticket or not.
Oh, yeah, those are the worst. Parking scams are nothing new, but this one is interesting because of its scale and how they're exploiting a security feature in Apple's iMessage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You see, iMessage has a feature that disables links from unknown senders and suspicious domains. It's designed to protect users from phishing attacks, but these scammers found a way around it using something called an open redirect.
Open redirect. That sounds pretty technical. Can you break it down for us?
Sure. It's actually pretty simple. The text message includes a link that appears to go to Google.com.
Google.
Yeah, a trusted domain. But that link actually redirects you to a fake website that's designed to steal your information.
Oh, so you click the link thinking it's safe because it's Google.
Exactly.
And bam, you're on a fake website.
Yeah, and it looks just like the official city parking violation site.
I bet they're even using like official looking logos and everything.
You got it. They're mirroring city names and using logos to make it look incredibly authentic. They even ask for your name and zip code to make it seem like they're verifying your information, but you can actually enter anything and it'll still take you to the next page.
So they're not even checking if the information is correct. They just want to lull you into a false sense of security.
Exactly. Once you're on the fake website, they'll tell you that you have an unpaid parking ticket and need to settle your balance immediately to avoid late fees. The amount owed varies, but they always make it seem small and urgent, hoping you'll pay without thinking too much about it.
I can see how people would fall for that, especially if they're already stressed about getting a ticket. So how do they actually steal your information? Is there like a fake payment page?
There is. They'll have a Proceed Now button that takes you to a page where they ask for all your personal details. Your full name, address, phone number, email address, and of course your credit card information.
Yeah.
Once they have that, they can use it for identity theft, make fraudulent purchases, or even sell your information on the dark web.
Wow, that's scary. So what can we do to protect ourselves from falling for these tricks? Because let's be honest, everybody gets parking tickets sometimes.
That's true, but the key takeaway here is to always be skeptical of unsolicited messages, even if they seem to come from a legitimate source. Don't click on any links unless you're absolutely sure that they're safe. And if you're ever unsure about the legitimacy of a message, Contact the organization directly using their official contact information. Don't use the information provided in the message.
That's great advice. It's right. Better to be safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. In this case, if you get a text about a parking ticket you don't remember getting, take a moment to verify it before you click on any links or provide any personal information. You might just save yourself a lot of trouble.
So we've talked about ransomware, data breaches, and phishing scams. Three very different types of cyber attacks, but they all have one thing in common. They exploit our trust and our vulnerabilities. Whether it's a weak password, an unsecured webcam, or a convincing phishing message, hackers are constantly finding new ways to take advantage of our digital lives. So what can we do to stay ahead of the curve? What are some of the key takeaways you want our listeners to remember?
Well, first and foremost, remember that cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. It's not just up to IT professionals or security experts to keep us safe online. We all need to take an active role in protecting our data and our devices.
That's right. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. It's a simple thing you can do to protect yourself, but it can make a huge difference in an accident. So what are some simple things that our listeners can do to improve their cybersecurity hygiene?
I'm glad you asked. First off, let's talk about passwords. I know it's a broken record, but strong, unique passwords are your first line of defense against cyber attacks. Use a password manager to generate and store complex passwords and enable two-factor authentication whenever possible. It adds an extra layer of security that makes it much harder for hackers to get into your accounts, even if they have your password.
Two-factor authentication is a lifesaver. I can't believe some people still don't use it. It's so easy to set up, and it can really make a difference.
Absolutely. Another important tip is to keep your software up to date. Those updates often include security patches that fix vulnerabilities that hackers could exploit. It's like wearing armor for your devices.
Great point. And be wary of suspicious emails and links. Don't click on anything that looks fishy, and never give out personal information unless you're absolutely sure you're on a legitimate website. Think before you click.
Exactly. And back up your important data regularly. That way, if you do fall victim to a ransomware attack or other cyber incident, you won't lose everything. It's like having an insurance policy for your digital life.
Excellent advice.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, stay informed. The cybersecurity landscape is constantly evolving, so it's important to stay up to date on the latest threats and trends. Listen to podcasts like ours.
Mm-hmm.
Read articles. Follow cybersecurity experts on social media. There are tons of resources out there.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, and the more you know about cybersecurity, the better equipped you'll be to stay safe online. It's true, and it's not just about individual users. Organizations need to be proactive, too. It's about creating a culture of cybersecurity awareness. Make sure that employees are trained to spot phishing attempts, suspicious links, all that good stuff.
Right. It's a team effort. Okay, so we've talked about some specific attacks, but I'm curious about the bigger picture. What are some of the emerging cybersecurity trends you're seeing? Anything that's got you particularly excited or maybe a little terrified?
Well, one thing that's both fascinating and a little unnerving is the increasing use of artificial intelligence, or AI, in cybersecurity.
AI, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
On the one hand, attackers are using AI to make their attacks more sophisticated and harder to detect. Think about AI-powered phishing campaigns that can craft incredibly personalized emails, the kind that are almost impossible to distinguish from legitimate messages.
Oh, wow. So AI is basically giving the bad guys superpowers. Like a digital supervillain.
In a way, yes. But here's the twist. AI is also being used by the good guys to strengthen our defenses. AI-powered security tools can analyze massive amounts of data to detect anomalies and identify potential threats in real time. They can even help automate security tasks, freeing up human analysts to focus on more complex issues. So it's kind of like a digital arms race with AI on both sides of the battlefield.
That's intense. So it sounds like staying ahead of the curve in cybersecurity is going to require a lot of adaptation and innovation. What are some of the key challenges you see for organizations in this rapidly evolving landscape?
One major challenge is the sheer volume and complexity of cyber threats. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose. Organizations are facing a constant barrage of attacks from all angles, ransomware, phishing, malware, you name it. And these attacks are becoming increasingly sophisticated, making them harder to detect and prevent. This means that companies need to be more vigilant than ever before.
Vigilance is key, but it sounds like it's not enough. What else can companies do to bolster their defenses in this constantly changing landscape?
You're right. Vigilance alone isn't enough. organizations need to adopt a more proactive and strategic approach to cybersecurity. This involves investing in robust security solutions, implementing strong security policies, and most importantly, fostering a culture of security awareness among employees.
That's interesting. You mentioned a culture of security awareness. Can you elaborate on that a bit? What does that actually look like in practice?
Absolutely. A culture of security awareness means that everyone in the organization, from the CEO to the newest intern, understands the importance of cybersecurity and takes responsibility for protecting sensitive data and systems. It's about creating an environment where employees are empowered to report suspicious activity, question unusual requests, and generally be on the lookout for potential threats.
So it's not just about having the latest security software. It's about making sure that everyone in the company is on the same page and understands their role in keeping things safe.
Precisely. It's about creating a security-conscious mindset within the organization. This can involve regular training sessions, phishing simulations to test employee awareness, and even just open communication about cybersecurity best practices. It's about making cybersecurity part of the company's DNA.
That makes a lot of sense. And speaking of making it part of the company DNA, how can companies encourage that kind of proactive, security-conscious mindset among their employees? It seems like it would be easy for people to tune out during those training sessions or just click through those phishing simulations without really paying attention.
You're absolutely right. It can be a challenge. That's why it's so important to make cybersecurity training engaging and relevant. Instead of just bombarding employees with technical jargon and dry presentations, try to make it interactive and relatable. Use real-world examples, case studies, and even a touch of humor to get the message across. Remember, people learn best when they're interested and engaged.
That's a great point. It's like with anything else, if it's boring or irrelevant, people are going to tune it out.
Yeah.
So how can companies make cybersecurity training more engaging? What are some creative approaches they can take?
Well, one approach is to gamify cybersecurity training.
Gamify it?
Yeah. Create challenges, quizzes, and even friendly competitions to make learning about security fun and interactive. You can also use storytelling to bring cybersecurity concepts to life. Share real-life examples of cyber attacks and how they were prevented or mitigated, emphasizing the human element of cybersecurity.
That's brilliant. I love the idea of gamifying cybersecurity training. It takes something that can be quite dry and turns it into something fun and competitive. And who doesn't love a good story, right?
Exactly. Another effective strategy is to personalize security awareness training, tailoring it to the specific roles and responsibilities of different employees. For example, someone in accounting might need training on how to spot phishing emails targeting financial data, while someone in marketing might benefit from training on how to secure social media accounts.
That's so smart. Tailor the training makes it much more relevant and impactful for each individual employee. It's not just a generic one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. And remember, it's not just about initial training. Cybersecurity awareness needs to be an ongoing effort. Regular refreshers, updates on new threats and trends, and even just quick tips shared through internal communication channels can all contribute to a stronger security culture.
It's like anything else. Practice makes perfect.
Right.
The more we learn and the more we practice good cybersecurity habits, the better equipped we'll be to stay safe in this ever-evolving digital world.
Absolutely. And it's not just about protecting ourselves and our companies. It's about protecting our society as a whole. Cybersecurity is a global issue, and it requires a collective effort to stay ahead of the bad guys.
I love that. It's a reminder that we're all in this together, right? We all have a role to play in making the digital world a safer place.
That's right. And that brings us back to the importance of individual responsibility. While organizations need to step up their security game, individuals also need to take ownership of their online safety.
Okay, so let's talk about individual responsibility. We've already touched on some basic tips like using strong passwords and being wary of phishing emails. But what are some other practical steps our listeners can take to protect themselves in their daily digital lives?
Well, one of the most important things is to be aware of your digital footprint. Think about all the information you share online, your name, your address, your photos, your browsing history. This information can be valuable to hackers, so it's crucial to be mindful of what you share and who you share it with.
That's a great point. We often share so much information online without even thinking about it. So how can we be more mindful of our digital footprint? What are some practical steps we can take?
First off, review your privacy settings on social media platforms and other online accounts. Make sure you understand what information you're sharing publicly and who has access to it. Consider limiting the amount of personal information you display on your profiles and be selective about who you connect with.
That's great advice. It's easy to just accept the default privacy settings without really thinking about it. But taking the time to review and adjust those settings can make a huge difference in protecting your privacy. What else can we do to minimize our digital footprint?
Another important step is to be cautious about the apps and websites you use. Before you download an app or sign up for a service, take a moment to read the privacy policy and understand how they collect, store, and use your data. Choose reputable apps and websites that prioritize user privacy and security.
I never really thought about reading privacy policies before. It seems like such a chore. But you're right, it's important to know what we're agreeing to before we hand over our personal information. Any other tips for managing our digital footprint?
Absolutely. Be mindful of the links you click and the files you download. Cybercriminals often use malicious links and attachments to spread malware and steal information. If a link or attachment looks suspicious, don't click on it. And always make sure you're downloading files from trusted sources.
That's a good reminder. It's easy to get click happy sometimes, but it's important to pause and think before we click on anything, especially if it's from an unknown sender or seems too good to be true.
Exactly. And lastly, don't forget about the basics. Keep your operating system and software up to date, use a strong antivirus program, and regularly back up your important data. These simple steps can go a long way in protecting you from cyber threats.
It's all about layers of protection, right? Like building a fortress around our digital lives.
Precisely. And remember, cybersecurity is an ongoing journey, not a destination. The threat landscape is constantly evolving, so we need to stay informed, stay vigilant, and constantly adapt our defenses to stay ahead of the curve.
That's such an important message. It's not a one-time fix. It's an ongoing process of learning, adapting, and staying ahead of the game. So for our listeners out there, what's one key takeaway you want them to leave with today?
I'd say the most important thing is to be proactive and take ownership of your cybersecurity. Don't wait for something bad to happen before you start thinking about security. Educate yourself about the latest threats, be cautious online, and take steps to protect your personal information. And if you're part of an organization, advocate for strong security measures and a culture of cybersecurity awareness.
Great advice. Knowledge, awareness, and action. Those are the keys to staying safe in this ever-changing digital world.
Exactly. And remember, it's an ongoing journey, not a destination. We need to stay vigilant, stay curious, and stay safe online.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on Cyber Mornings Daily. Stay safe online, stay curious, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another deep dive into the fascinating world of cybersecurity.